Matt Greenwood with you on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show, speaking to our Applebee's player of the game for the DeSoto 29-20 victory over the Windsor Owls. And it is quarterback for DeSoto, Briar Fisher. Briar, chance to get the scoring started in the first quarter with a touchdown to your brother.
Yeah, that was really cool. That was really cool.
Kind of the start you guys needed, huh?
Yeah, it definitely was the start we needed. It was just something we needed to get going, and it was nice to be able to do it as early as we did it. So.
And let's see, Dominic Punjani added a touchdown run in the first half, and then you got to conclude the first half with a touchdown run of your own. Mm-hmm. As far as, you know, those scores in the first half go, and as far as kind of getting the ball down the field, how did you think you guys performed in that first half?
I thought it was a pretty good first half. I thought that we moved the ball really well. You're right, we scored three times and a half, so anytime you score three times and a half, I think that's pretty good. But there was definitely opportunities that we had that we missed. And that's every game.
Yeah, you just power through it, right?
Yeah, just keep going.
Same question I asked Coach Johnson. Two passes towards the end of that first half. You wind up scoring a one-yard touchdown run, but two passes leading up to that. Ball gets kind of deflected, bounces around, rolls off shoulder pads into the arms of your guys, and next thing you know, you're scoring a touchdown a few plays later, or I guess the very next play after the second one. But that was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was crazy. They definitely saved me on that, on those two plays. But that was really cool. So,
let's see, second half. Of course, you expect a Windsor team who has shown up this year to put up a good fight towards the very end. What were you seeing from the sidelines as your defense tried to stop Derek Williams?
He's a pretty good force. He's a pretty good force. We heard a lot about all of him all week, so we kind of knew what was coming. And, he moves the ball pretty good. I think they did a pretty good job containing him. So.
Yeah. All right. You are our Applebee's player of the game.
Thank you.
Yeah, do you feel like you earned it tonight?
I mean, I don't really think
you don't get caught up in that. Yeah.
It's just a big, you know, at the end of the day, it's a win.
Yeah.
And we all contributed as a team for the win. So that's the biggest thing in my head. So.
You are a high schooler, so I'm going to stick with the high school theme here. Give yourself a grade on tonight's performance.
I go B+. Okay. There was a lot of, like I said earlier, there was a lot of balls that I definitely could have put into places that I just missed. Just little mechanic stuff that I could fix and get better at. So.
All right, very well. You move on to North County next week, another district opponent. Yep. This district win tonight, pretty huge for you guys. Just your thoughts on moving forward this season, your senior year.
Just keep the momentum. Just keep this win and just build on to it and to just keep going.
All right. Thanks, Briar. Appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Briar Fisher, quarterback for the DeSoto Dragons, and our Applebee's player of the game. DeSoto wins at 29-20 over the Windsor Owls.